Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Today really is special. We've got a really, really good show for you. A lot of celebrity gossip and news. We're going to talk about that. We can't start anything until we say what's up to our fam in Atlanta. Hey, everybody.
Hey,
what's
up, guys?
All right, so later in the show, Chewy Martinez and I played 25 words or less with Meredith Vieira.
Yes, we did.
And I'm not going to give anything away.
No.
We did.
And we're going to tell you how someone tried to mess with Miss Seeley from The Color Purple.
What? Benana, my sister.
We're going to explain all of that, but first,
sister.
Brad,
I told Harpo to beat her.
Stop!
You show is ugly.
What you got, Brad?
All right, today the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced their nominees for 2020.
Nice.
There's 16 nominees, including Pat Benatar, the Doobie Brothers, and Rufus featuring Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan?
You have to say it twice, Brad.
Yeah, you do got to say it twice.
Shaka Khan.
Yeah. But the most noteworthy are the first-time nominees, Whitney Houston and the Notorious B.I.G. Okay, so to be eligible, an artist's first recording had to be released at least 25 years ago. Biggie's first album came out in 1994, which means this is the first time he was eligible. Now, typically, about 6 acts get inducted each year. Now, we have to wait until January to find out which ones will make the final cut, and the induction ceremony will be in May.
Mm. Can we talk about 1994 was 25 years.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my
We're getting
God.
So young.
You missed your 30th.
Yes.
I mean, you're not that
only
far
like
off.
Three.
No.
So, 1994.
I was 11.
I was 11, Frank. How old were you?
In 1994?
Yeah.
I was
married
24.
Married with children?
Nice. I was 24.
Damn.
I wasn't married yet.
You're married.
I was 24 years old, yeah. Right.
3 years away from getting married.
Oh, gosh. You're
Biggie
way
was my jam.
So, like, if anybody was to make any guesstimates as to who's going to pull it off this year, who would y'all say? It seemed like Soundgarden should be a lock, just on the strength of Black Hole Sun alone.
Notorious B.I.G., right?
I mean, Big should get it. It's his first time out there. He'll be back next year. But there's some people who, like, I mean, like,
have
little,
been on here.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Pat Benatar for 190 nominated.
Now, the thing is, Rufus and Shaka Khan have been on this list, seems like, every single year.
Yeah.
This is like, come
man.
On. Finally get him in there.
By the time they, like, actually you invite her, she ain't gonna show up, they gonna call her name twice.
Right.
Shaka Khan. Now, if you got a chance to interview Rihanna, you'd want to be prepared for that, right?
Absolutely.
One of the biggest stars in the world. Now, in the latest issue of Vogue magazine, a writer who I will have Chewy say the name of,
Abby Aguirre,
got the call to do the story at the last minute, so she admitted to Rihanna that she didn't have the questions prepared and she was winging it. Now, because the internet has a big voice box to speak whatever they want to say, they dragged Abby for being unprepared. And Rihanna was having none of it.
Uh-oh.
Here's what she said. For you to get a call the day before being like, hey, Rihanna's in L.A., you want to do this? And show up on the dime and write an incredible article that I'm really proud of and enjoyed reading. She's a badass for that. If you don't have to prepare, girl, you're gangsta.
So you saying that Rihanna was there for her, she liked that the girl was able to pull it off.
I mean,
you know
why?
I think that is because I think a lot of times when big celebrities go into interviews, they get asked the same damn questions all the time. So if I don't have a clue, clue. I'm like, so do you like dogs?
Right.
I have six.
Well,
do you have any?
You didn't get called about interviewing.
Well, no, but I'm saying that sometimes it's like I'm happy to talk about my dogs and then instead of being asked, what was it like working with such and such?
Yeah. Abby had a whole day. Go. You know she prepared. She Absolutely. Said she didn't. So if it didn't go well, she had an excuse.
Right.
That's what I used to do. I used to wait tables. I was like, it's my first day on the job. I've been working there 5 years. I'm like,
that's
I don't know.
We serve chips. Okay.
I didn't know we served chips.
He also does that every time he has sex with a woman. He pretends he's never done it before.
Okay.
Like, that way, if it's
like, I'm totally gay.
But the gay again, she believes
does
you.
Does that work? Does it work? It works. Totally works.
All right, former Bachelorette contestant Mike Johnson. He recently dated Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
All right.
They were
right.
considering him to be the next Bachelor, but he was dating Demi Lovato.
Yeah,
so
right.
he didn't get picked.
He totally
but
won.
I guess they're not together anymore. And he made an appearance
wow.
on Strahan, Sarah, and Kiki, and decided to shoot his shot with Kiki Palmer.
Oh.
He had just finished saying how he made that his relationship with Demi a little too public,
wow.
and then this happened.
I made a mistake. I don't like dating in public, but. If I were to ask you if we can go on a date in public,
we approve.
Y'all look real good together sitting there. I ain't gonna lie to you.
So was that awkward? Do you think she had some feels for him, or was she just trying to avoid it altogether? Is she dating somebody in real life? What's going on?
She said she's at work, honey.
Yes.
She's alone.
Kiki Palmer would be a fool if she dated his ass.
Why?
You done made this thing about Demi Lovato. You already let me know what you like in your flavor. No,
he likes
I'm not going
women,
to.
Apparently.
He likes all
women.
Flavors.
No,
what's
honey,
wrong with that? Thank
no,
you. Thank you.
No, I wouldn't go with him. He probably damn broke. No.
To me, when I look at him and look at her, they look good together.
They do.
They really kind of match. Like,
what
does
he
do?
What does he do?
I don't know what he does, but he ain't got her money.
Frank,
so
what does he do? Frank, what does he do?
He's a pilot.
Really?
But I don't know.
He lies.
You mean lying?
Frank, you so.
I thought she dated Drake.
No, she's
nope, a... No, she did not date
Drake. That song was about somebody else, bro.
Kiki, do you love me?
No.
Do you love me?
From.
Okay.
All right, y'all. See, I know the saying, better watch what you say. It may come back to haunt you.
You better. You better.
Well, that was definitely the case for this British actress who was fired from the role of Celie Johnson of the musical adaptation of The Color Purple after making anti-gay remarks.
Oh.
Now, according to reports, the actress was exposed after a past social media post was found of her stating that she didn't believe people could be born gay and described homosexuality as a sin that was legal but not right. So now the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of The Color Purple, Alice Walker, broke her silence saying this. It would be a betrayal for the homophobic actress to play the role of Celie Johnson who finds love with a woman while holding homophobic views.
Agree 100%.
Agree.
Wait, what'd she say that was wrong?
So she was going to play Celie.
Right.
Yeah, and Celie was definitely in love with sister, Suge Avery.
Oh,
yeah.
Suge Avery.
Wait, Suge Avery's a woman?
Celie was in love with
you
Suge Avery.
You ain't never seen The Color Purple?
Not from beginning to end, no.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
Are you serious? National television?
Yo, it seemed too slavy. I didn't want to watch
it. Take that black necklace off. You are not black.
Have y'all seen RoboCop?
Oh, my life. I hate RoboCop. We saw RoboCop. It was just
the original
RoboCop.
I'm just thinking there are plenty of actresses who are more open-minded and love human beings than you don't have to hire somebody who's homophobic.
Thank you, Heidi.
There's plenty of actresses. You
might have to hire an actress who's a lesbian.
Because I feel like the real part of acting is really like departing from who you are and what your beliefs are and really going for it. People be strong and wrong every day about a lot of things. Just because, like, how she, you know, because, like, you know, some people who, like, take the Bible absolutely literally agree with what she's saying, but that don't make it right. There's a lot of wrong information that's put in places as truth, and she's a little misinformed on the whole thing.
But I do it every day, though. I mean, I act. I mean, people think I have an alternative lifestyle. I don't.
What is your lifestyle exactly?
What is your lifestyle, Gary?
Confused.
Okay.
You're
so
confused right now.
You can be confused for this amount of time, 68 years of confusion?
Yes, honey. Eventually, it's going to come to me.
He just hasn't found the right woman.
Anyway, y'all, up next, honey, find out what Dancing with the Stars judge got so excited they literally, y'all, couldn't stay seated. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation.
I often have a hard time falling asleep at night or staying asleep. I frequently wake up feeling stiff in the morning or with pain in my neck and back. And let's be honest, like Drake, I only love my bed and my family. So if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep like me, you gotta try Purple Mattress. How is Purple different from other mattresses? The Purple material feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, so it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. It ends up giving you the zero gravity-like feel, so it works for any sleeping position. 100-night risk-free trial if you're not fully satisfied. You can return your mattress for a full refund, backed by 10-year warranty, free shipping and returns. Free in-home setup and old mattress removal. You're gonna love Purple. And right now, my viewers will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts that they're offering site-wide. So just text DISH to 84-888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text DISH to 84-888. That's D-I-S-H to 84-888. Hey, did you know that in 2013, Belgium issued stamps that smelled and tasted of chocolate? Pretty ill, huh? Well, I got something even cooler for you. With Stamps.com, you can print official U.S. postage from your own personal computer. I can print stamps for all my businesses right here in this very seat. Now, Stamps.com eliminates trips to the post office and saves you money with discounts that you can't even get at the post office. With Stamps.com, you can get 5 cents off of every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Stamps.com popularity is also a result of its ease of use. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, just hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in the mailbox. It's that simple. And here's the best part. Our viewers get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in DISH. That's Stamps.com, enter DISH.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation! Well, it looks like this judge fell victim to her seating arrangements. On last night's episode of Dancing with the Stars, one of the judges, Carrie Ann Inaba, literally fell off her chair while critiquing a routine danced by Kate Flannery of The Office and her partner, Pasha Pashkov. Take a look.
You guys are so insane together. You guys are such a powerful couple. I love watching you dance, Kate. And what was I going to say? I forgot. There's
Hold
something
on.
Else
we
I have to
a,
say.
We have a
so
vibrating
good.
Broom down
What's
here.
What's happening? Something a vibrating... Oh, my gosh.
There we go. Sorry.
Oh, no!
It wasn't my fault.
You all right?
I just pulled the broom out.
Well, she handled it like a G.
But she gonna get her a check.
Yes, she is.
She gonna be hurt later on in life.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Ma'am. Yes.
My tailbone hurt.
Yes.
Okay.
She gonna get paid.
Wow. And then here's the other thing. They know they set her up. Why they have rolling chairs on the stage? And it was only this much space. She could have easily slid off at any point.
And I don't think this is the first time she fell off a chair.
Oh, really? Has happened before?
Mm-hmm. Stop. Okay, hers need to be cemented in the ground.
Okay.
Are they drinking on the show? Like, do they be
oh,
having
I'm
that?
Sure.
You know, American Idol got their little Coke cup. Yeah, they got the liquor in there.
Yeah.
See, Paula Abdul, with all that drinking that we knew she was doing in that show, she ain't never fell off that chair.
Never fell off that chair.
Anyway, well, shifting gears, Paige and Dr. Brat Doolittle. Brat is on an internet showing that monkey, y'all.
Don't you do that.
Nah, seriously, now Brat went on a dope safari adventure at Myrtle Beach Safari, and she was able to get up and close to some cool exotic animals. There was monkeys, chimps, tigers, lions, and even an elephant named Bubbles who loves Kool-Aid.
Is it okay to give them sugar
yes.
like
I know.
That?
It's okay to give them stuff like that. He's a trained professional who's been dealing with animals for years. Like, he presented the animals for Dr. Doolittle and all these amazing movies. Like, they were showing her eating a lot of things. She crushed a watermelon in half, and then she ate half of the watermelon.
Well,
oh,
there?
My God.
What you mean, who was there?
When they did the watermelon, because that's kind of racist, huh?
We ain't the only ones eating watermelon.
Everybody eat fruit. Watermelon.
Animals like fruit.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
It's okay, Gary. Oh. You aren't scared to be that close to the monkeys?
No, the monkeys were, like, the most fun part, because they were, no, the tigers were so cute, too. They were really small, and I got to feed them with like a bottle, and they were like babies, and they were playing. Their paws were like really big.
Now, there's one picture that you took. This ain't a monkey. I don't know if this is a lemur or what. But what kind of drugs is this animal on? This bottom picture, like, yo,
look like an acid. Okay, that is definitely an acid monkey.
Yeah, I was scared of him a little bit.
My man look cuckoo
because he
for
has
cocoa
a pointy
pumps,
face, but he was really sweet.
Yeah.
Like, now, if you could bring one animal home, which one would you bring home?
Bubbles.
Oh,
I would bring Bubbles because my grandmother loved elephants.
Did you go for therapy or you just went?
Actually, I kind of did.
Portia, you need to go?
Hell yeah, I ain't tired about that. Let me go to the wildlife and get healed.
You're gonna be healed by the monkeys, honey.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Ladies, need to upgrade your handbag for the fall season? Then take a good look at the Adrian Venediti Handbag Collection. Yes. This signature shopper tote is great if you're on the go. It's available in two colors, British tan and black. Easy to match with your outfits.
Oh, these bags are cute, Brad. Tell me more.
Well, Portia, if you take a look at the large main compartment on these handbags, you can see it's big enough to fit all your personal essentials. You won't need to leave anything at home, and even you, too, have room for anything to find while you're out shopping.
Oh, now I know the perfect person to buy this for how much?
Well, Gary, get your wallets out, honey, because usually the Adrian Venediti handbag collection has been seen as high as $210, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $39.
Wow!
That's right. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Aight. Up next, Chewy and Heidi dish with Meredith Vieira on our brand new show, 25 Words or Less, when we come back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Right.
See, Chewy's very excited, as am I, because one of my heroes is with us in the studio today.
Yes.
And, you know her from The View. You know her from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Okay. But now you're going to see her on a hot new game show. It's called 25 Words or Less. It's not really new. You've had your first season. But Meredith Vieira, everybody.
Hey!
Thank you.
She's here.
Where am I? Love it. Let's talk about 25 Words or Less.
Yeah, the show is called 25 Words or
Less.
Yes,
it is.
Can you describe the show in 25 words or less?
Chewy, I can't do anything in 25 words or less.
You can't?
No, which is why I'm not a contestant.
Okay.
I'm the host.
That's right.
That's why she's hosting.
But the goal of the show is for one contestant to get their teammates to guess 10 answers using 25 words or less, and
okay,
they have 1 minute in which to do it.
Right.
And there are rounds leading up to that. And if they succeed, they walk away with $10,000.
That's not too shabby.
Uh-huh, that's very nice.
You are the longest running female game show host in history for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Well, thank you.
Get them, girl! On Millionaire, you had regular folks on, but for 25 words or less, you have celebs and regular people on. So if I'm just going to blurt out some names, and you tell me how you think they do on the show, okay? Cardi B.
I bet she'd be very good, but we would be bleeping her a lot.
Yeah.
I think maybe Meredith, you could say she'd be okay.
She'd be okay.
Hey! Wow! Good job! Can you just hit me with it one more time, please?
Okay.
Robert De Niro.
He's a man of few words, actually, in many of his roles.
Right.
So I think he probably would do well.
What about Joy Behar? How would she do on the show?
She's got such a big mouth. I don't think she'd do well. She just,
you have to change the name to 100 words or less.
On and on. No, I love her.
Yeah.
She's very, very smart. That's for sure.
All right. Cool. Well, I want to play a game. Should we play a little?
Yeah, let's see what you got.
You explained, Meredith, what I need to do. I need
you have those 10 answers in front of you. You have 1 minute to get Chewy to get all 10 using, 25 clue words or less. But I'll give you a break here.
Okay. All right. We're going to.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Animal Dumbo.
Elephant.
Tooth hole.
Cavity.
Hillary's husband.
Bill. Clinton.
Yeah.
Public transportation. Greyhound.
Bus.
Campbell's tomato.
Soup.
Camping shelter.
Tent.
Three-piece suit.
Vest.
Sun power roof.
Solar panel.
Yes.
Panel.
Paris country.
France.
Yes. Breakfast, lunch.
Dinner.
Yay!
Hey! Oh, I win! Stevenson's gonna raise!
What you didn't win was $10,000 because you weren't on the show.
Oh, darn.
But you did so well. But
is
there pressure,
that
right?
That is fun.
No, my heart's...
I'm all sweaty.
I have high blood pressure and my heart's
racing.
All right, Meredith, thank you so much for stopping by.
Yes.
Thank you.
25 Words or Less follows Dish Nation if you're in the New York area. And if you're not in the New York area, just check your local listings for time and channel. Thank you, Meredith.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Well, fellas, you might want to think again before sliding into your girl's DM because you might be talking to a man.
Uh-uh.
Okay, rapper and reality star Joe Budden took trolling to a whole nother level. On his most recent podcast, he admitted to catfishing men who shoot their shot at his girl. Take a look at this.
Hey, y'all ain't never did that.
What? Responded to a girl's DMs?
No, as her though. If a is on some extra thirsty and there's a over there like, oh word. What I got spicy with? Like, why you on me like this?
I'm trying to figure out what's so funny.
Me too.
Okay, so pretty much the dynamic is this. Like, people be reaching out into, like, various chicks' DMs, right?
Okay.
So Joe Budden sometimes will, like, you know, like, use her DMs like it's her. So he be leading these dudes on, and they be going, like, real extra with it. Like, you know.
I ain't gonna lie. I have a male friend, and I used to give him the information to guys, and he would be in my DMs answering DMs too.
It's probably Dominic crazy.
No, it wasn't Dominic. It was not Dominic. No.
Send me a penis pic, but make sure it's wearing doll clothes.
Yeah. No. He got all the good penis pics.
I ain't seen no
because your friend saved him in his own phone. Oh,
he screened him and blocked him before I got him.
Yes.
Well, he only sent me the big ones.
We call this guy Gonzo.
Oh my God, yo.
Thank you, friend.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.